previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So buying electricity, I always thought that if you buy it close to the start of the month, that's when you get the best deal. But now there are tears. Yeah. You're crying.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
And apparently it's changed. This is an online consumer specific influencer. She makes it a business to give good feedback on stuff.
Oh, I love this.
And this is what she has to say about buying electricity.
Best time of the month to buy electricity. You've heard it said that electricity costs more per unit if you buy it at the end of the month compared to if you buy it at the beginning of the month. Let's debust some of these myths. There is actually no direct link between electricity prices and calendar days. The municipality price their electricity on what they call blocks, and they break this up into block 1, 2, and 3. But I'm not going to refer to these as blocks. I'm going to refer to them as thresholds for the sake of this video making sense. So as a consumer, if your household only uses a certain amount of electricity every month, and you manage to stay within the first threshold of electricity, then no matter whether you bought your units on the first of the month or you bought them on the 28th of the month, your unit will be the same price as long as you're still under the first threshold. The minute you use more than the first threshold and you move into the second block, then your units will cost more. And if your household is a high energy consumption household, then for sure you'll be pushed into the third block, and that is your premium price for electricity units. What you definitely don't want to do, you don't want to buy, say, 2,000 rand electricity on the first of the month, and then you run out on the 25th and you go and buy 2,000 rand again. That will push you into the second bracket, the second threshold that will push you into block 2, and now you are paying more per unit, which is perhaps why you've been thinking that electricity costs more at the end of the month. But if you buy your 2,000 rand electricity on the first of the month and you run out a few days before month end, only buy the electricity that you need for the last few days of the month so that you can possibly stay within block 1.
Okay, but it would be nice to know what the thresholds are.
That's exactly what we need to know.
Is it like 0 to 2,000 rand, then 2,000 to 3,000?
That's great, yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I honestly want to know, just out of interest. And you can stay anonymous. You don't have to be that specific. But let me know how much electricity you use a month. Let's see if we can get to an average. If you had to take a guess, what do you think is the average? I'm asking because I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
So let's say, obviously it's different for different people. Yeah. If you're one person versus, if you're a household of, let's say, 2 to 4 people.
Mine definitely fluctuates. And listening to what she just said now, it's probably because of the times in which I used to charge my electricity.
Did you buy in bulk?
I didn't really.
Yeah.
So you buy as you need?
I generally buy as I need. But when I say buy as I need, it's not like a couple of $100. I'll try and spend like 1,000 rand, and hopefully that'll last me the majority of the month. It doesn't, obviously.
Are you comfortable saying how much you spend on electricity a month?
I reckon on the low end about 1,500 rand.
A month?
A month.
That's very good.
Yeah. But again, there are times when all of a sudden it feels like I'm paying almost twice that, and I don't know what the difference is. And I assume, given what she's just said, it's probably that.
I think you're doing it right. That sounds very good.
Well, it seems to rotate, because if my 1,000 rand a month generally lasts me about 2.5 weeks, so I'm on a general schedule month to month, so maybe I've just fortunately fallen into the right habit time wise.
So you're doing it right. If you had to say, on average,
I would have to say probably about 2,000, maybe 2,500.
Okay, I'm not saying I'm going to be.
Oh, really?
I feel very embarrassed. I'm not going to say
it's the pond
at all. Let me tell you something. Let's quickly see what the average is. What do you pay for electricity a month? Just so the rest of us can kind of get an idea. Are we paying too much? Are we paying too little? Because the way you buy it also makes a difference in the kind of deal you get. So I suspect some people are buying it better than others.
Yeah.
084-850-0942. So praat net nou oor elektrisiteit. Dit irriteer my grensloos. I'm not going to lie to you. I find it such rubbish that I've got to overthink all this stuff as well. Like, seriously, how did we get to a point where even just paying for electricity is convoluted?
Sien, dis my probleem, en ek voel asof hulle dit aspres gedoen het. Hulle wil regtig hê dat jy moet dink, moet ek op woensdag 10 uur...
No. I don't have time for that.
My blood from my finger and my three kids on my...
Well, they don't want you to know. Otherwise, they would post it. It would be easy to find. You
just
would
nonsense,
know.
Nonsense, man.
Yeah. They don't tell you. And I think
you're
it's
in
purpose.
This tier. You're in that tier. There's a threshold.
So now there's a difference in unit prices from area to area.
Yeah.
Now there's a difference in the brackets or the tiers or the groups that you fall in. Then also, then timing of the month also... plays a role in how much you buy, the volume.
You're literally casting a spell to get electricity. That's what you're doing.
Why did it not just stick to the old system?
Yeah.
Prepaid. What nonsense.
I commit the same song.
Like, the old exchange. Simple. You use electricity. They tell you, you use this much electricity at this cost.
Uh-huh.
There's equals.
Weet je wat? Die probleem met dit was... Hulle kon vir jou sê, jy moet so jy R20,000 hierdie maand gebruik, en dan moet jy terug gaan vir hulle sê, dis onmoontlik. That's not possible. I, how could I have used R20,000? Then there's a dispute happening where they say, pay, and then we'll do the resolution, and then
Yeah, but information is still your enemy, and control is still your enemy. Because now, they have control over that meter.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So they could tell you that you've used R20,000, and you
okay,
could tell...
Okay, how much do you pay per unit?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what block I'm in.
This prepaid stuff should have given us more control.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I did it for. For more control.
Yeah. And also, how long does it take for you to use up a unit? It obviously must depend on household to household.
Oh, goodness sake.
Like, you can't measure that in advance.
Time of the day.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I was asking, ek vra vir mense, hoeveel betaal jy vir elektrisiteit per maand? How much do you pay for electricity a month? Just so we can get an idea.
We're a household of two. We spend on average $1,000 to $1,200.
I would consider that very good.
Yes.
Like extremely good. But okay, you're two people. Okay, so there we go. 1,000 to 1,200 for two people.
Ons is gesin van vyf en ons betaal op hierdie huidige oomblik so R800 a maand op elektrisiteit.
Huh?
Maar dit is blyweg net vir die rede dat ons 'n gaskiezer ook het en 'n gasstoof.
Okay.
Maar ek kan vir jou sê, as ek daai elektriese kiezer aan sit, dan mik ons vir so R6,000 a maand.
Are you telling me the geezer is the difference between 800 and 6,000?
I have heard that before, though.
I am never showering again. Hear me now.
I have heard that before.
Well, I've got a gas stove, and I'm starting to wonder how much of a difference it makes.
Yeah, I've also got a gas stove.
But how much does gas cost?
Not that expensive. Gas is really quite cheap
really
and lasts a very long time.
Every few months. Yeah.
After you spoke about electricity and just went on the banking app and had a look, I'm a single person. Stay two-bedroom place on a small holding. Worked out the average of about $1,700 for one person. Doesn't make sense, huh?
It doesn't make sense at all, unless, of course, you use the geezer a lot. And also, that little tumble dryer.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
I cut the plug off mine.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's yes, anything with a filament. You don't... realize how much you use just from boiling a kettle.
Yeah, but I just cut the plugs. I'm going to cut the plug of the kettle as well.
I love this. Walk by the house, this is. And
y'all will have cold coffee. Ice coffee. From now on.
This is a huishouding van omtrent 6-7 mense. So ons betaal so tussen R4,000 and R4,500 a month for electricity.
Glo dit of nie, maar ek en my kerel, ons bly in soos 'n kompleks tipe ding en ons spandeer net R250 'n maand aan krag. Dit gee ons ietsie soos in die 70s units en dan hou dit ons tot die volgende maand toe en al ons appliances is aan by die huis. Dis nie asof ons op saving mode is.
Guys, I'm sorry, but it's too varied. Can we please find out if they are happy to share the information where they stay?
Yes.
Mm. In what area? Because now remember, so now it's area specific, time specific, time of the day specific.
Yes. Time of the month specific.
Time of the month specific.
And all the range is too big. I'm sorry.
R250 a month.
What?
Up to you. What is the highest one we've been sent on WhatsApp?
So on WhatsApp, I saw somebody saying that their parents, two people in the house,
18,000 rand a month.
No, but that's, I mean, what are you, do you have a laundry? Your parents are...
They're not telling you something.
They're running a laundry and a car wash. And they wash the cars with hot water. That's a lot. I'm out of patience. With electricity, it's become so difficult. And you know what? If it's the only thing in your life, then sure. But it's not. So now to figure out when to buy it, how to buy it, how much of it at a time. There are so many factors to keep in mind when it comes to buying electricity. I always used to think if you buy closest to the end of the month, you get a cheaper deal. Mm-hmm. Now, no, there are different brackets and things and different unit prices. And for me, it's just become too random. I'm sorry. The range is massive. I mean, for instance, let's go to the phone line here quickly. If you want to talk to the topic, 084 850 0942, simple question, how much do you spend on electricity per month?
I'm renting, and there was a problem with my electricity meter, apparently. So they eventually fixed it, and I was priced with a 12,500 rand bill, which I paid with my tax rebate. Oh. A month later, they said, oh, now we've caught up eventually. So here's another bill, 25 grand.
But you're renting also. Why is this your problem? I'm confused.
Yeah. What do you possibly have in your house?
Thank you. Literally a smelter. He's just
I mean, that is ridiculous.
Ons is drie. Ons het 'n electric fence met 'n swembad, a gasstoof en a gas geyser. En ons spandeer omtrent 2,500 rand 'n maand net aan krag.
For me, that sounds it's a lot of money, but it sounds right-ish.
Yeah, it's kind of in the range of what you'd expect,
especially with the pool.
Yeah. Tanya, goeiemôre.
Hallo, Morten.
Jy bel uit Florida. Dis
reg. All right.
Flowride it on jou Wesrand se kant.
Ja,
okay, so
die kant.
Wat, hoeveel mense is julle in die huis?
Ons is 4. En 3 van hulle werk voltyds. Ek is by die huis en dan het ek 2 keer 'n week 'n dame wat my kom help. Ek het 'n gasstoof. Ek was net 2 keer 'n week, so 3 bondels was goed. Niks is aan deur die dag nie.
En hoeveel betaal jy?
10,200.
Okay,
no,
dis
onmoontlik. Hierdie maand was ek gelukkig. Hy's hierdie maand 8,800.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is jy 'n prepaid of gewone?
Die gewone krag.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That is wrong.
Dankie. Dis
die probleem.
That is wrong. Gebruik jy die tuimeldraaier?
Nee, ek het nie een nie.
Tuimeldroër. Jy gebruik jy tuimeldroër nie. En wat het jy gesê?
Ek het 'n gasoond. Gasstoof. Ek het 'n gebruik nie 'n tuimeldroër nie. Al wat ek dalk gebruik is die wasmasjien. Ek gebruik my gas die meeste van die tyd.
No, I'm sorry. That's too much. No, that's wrong.
En jy is die enigste persoon by die huis gedurende die dag. Dis
moeilik. Hierdie dag, ja. Nee.
Impossible.
Maar Tanya, have you ever questioned it? Het jy al ooit vrae gevra hieroor?
Martin, ek het 3 jaar terug het ek 'n probleem gehad met 'n rekening en ek het die navraag gedoen of ek het 'n klagte ingedien. Ek weet nie wat noem jy dit nie. Hulle het vir my gesê betaal jou rekening, ons wil terugkom na jou, dit is nou al 3 jaar terug. So dit help nie.
Het jy al gedink, okay, having said what I said earlier, have you thought of switching to prepaid with the Skakel prepaid to?
Nie regtig nie. Ek is bang ons vergeet om krag te koop.
Nee, want ek dink van nou het hulle jou, nê?
Ja.
Jy het nou nie 'n keuse nie. Now you see, I'm in 2 minds again. Couple of minutes ago, I thought, no, stuff prepaid.
Yeah.
This then, normal electricity is the way to go, but now 10 grand a month.
For one person, and you're scared to, might forget to charge your electricity, you're probably going to save yourself 8,000 rand a
I'm
month.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. At this rate.
That's my gut feeling. Yeah.
Also, your machine will let you know. It will beep at you and let you know, beep, beep, you're running out. So you won't forget. You can do it on your phone. It's really easy and convenient.
I mean, the meter might not always connect. That's the current problem at my house at the moment. The meter has now stopped connecting. So now, you remember like with cell phones back in the day?
Yes.
When you walk around
and you have to
and you hold it up.
So you're going so plug to plug.
That's where we are now.
Okay, no, but have so you checked the battery inside the meter?
Yeah.
And I had a similar problem.
Oh, is it?
And they said that you need to move that unit closer to the DB box. So the closest plug to?
Yeah. Currently
I changed the plugs.
Currently it's close to the gate.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to connect, yeah. The best place for it would be other side of the gate, but I'm suspecting someone's going to take it.
Probably.
So maybe I should borrow it. Maybe I should build. You know, Tanya, aside from that, it's fine.
Easy peasy, no stress.
It should be fine. I'm going to take it out of Ek sê vir my baie, ek gaan dit nie betaal nie. Maar ek moet anders
snel dit af. No, they've got
maar
you.
Maar ek dink aan die prietheid, dankie.
Dankie, dink daaroor. Ek wil nie vir jou swak raad gee nie, maar as ek jy was, R10,200, I mean, that is ridiculous. Yeah. Dankie Tanya, dankie die gedeelde hoor.
Dankie vir julle, en dankie vir julle show. Lekker dag.
Dankie Tanya. No, that's ridiculous. One more quickly, it's a Spekkie. Goeiemôre. Hallo Spekkie.
Hallo Martin.
Hoeveel betaal jy 'n maand vir elektrisiteit?
R900 max.
Now you see, in bly jy, is it in a house of a townhouse? Wat is it? 'N Meentuis?
Ek is daar in 'n complex.
Okay, en hoeveel mense is daar in jou huis?
Dit is net ek en my vrou.
Ek is twee van julle. En het jy 'n gewone oond en geyser en al die goeders of wat?
Geyser, timer, gas oond, en dan energy saving bulbs. En
the geyser on timer, I've heard that now a couple of times this morning. Yeah. That seems to be a thing in a gas stove. If dit is baie goed spekkie. R900.
I wish I was here.
En watter area as ek mag vra bly julle?
Ek is aan Bekloo.
In Bekloo, Noorderige, Johannesburg. Yeah. Spekkie, baie dank dat jy gedeel het. Dit is 'n baie goeie ene. And then, of course, now the ultimate question, because we're building a case here. Is jy al prepaid of gewoon?
Ek is al pre.
Okay. Dit is baie, baie goed hoor. Maximum 900. Wow. So, op gemiddeld, wat is dit?
Ja, gemiddeld
R900
een maand.
Ja. Jeez, dit is baie, baie goed hoor. Ek gaan probeer wat julle doen, so gas stove.
Geyser on a timer.
But a gas stove is expensive, isn't it?
No, that says not necessarily.
Oh, is it?
I'll give you my contact. All right. They're amazing.
And then a geyser on timer. But you know, see, that's also now a story, because I heard that if you switch the geyser on and off, it takes more electricity to heat the thing up again.
I've also
it's like
heard
there's
this.
No one that can give you a clear answer. Yeah. Maar Spekkie, jy het vir ons baie goeie raad gegee. R900 a maand is uitstekend. Ek gaan vir jou Tanya se nommer gee en Tanya se nommer vir jou gee. Ek dink julle moet chat. Dankie die gedeelde Spekkie.
And you with a geyser blanket and a geyser blanket it.
Geyser blanket, ek het. I even give my geyser a hug every night before we go to bed. Put a little blankie on it.
We did a story.
Spekkie, dankie dat jy gedeel het. Mooi dag vir jou hoor. Bye-bye.
All days, Martin.
Cheers, bye-bye. All right, so thank you very much for sharing this morning about electricity. I'm sorry, the range is it's too big, it's too random. There are too many factors. It's too complicated. It's too convoluted. South Africans, ek weet nie wat ons kan doen nie, maar this has become too hard.
No, our collective trauma is actually ridiculous.
In the space of 2 minutes, we spoke to one household, though one person more than Spekkie, though, spending over R10,000 a month on electricity.
Yeah.
And then Spekkie from Bekloo, who's one person fewer than Tanya, $900. I'm sorry.
How?
No. Can't.
It's no. Seriously, we need to speak to someone who knows someone.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.